And I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, you've been busy, haven't you?
I have.
Well, let's talk about a few programs that you really are involved with. First of all, you want to aim to speed up customer service. And I got to tell you, whenever I do business with the Secretary of State, I just go online because I have gone to those lines. Even if you go early, you still face them. But you want to change that.
Yep. Only about 7% of the people right now are going online for the Secretary of State's office. Where are you really using antiquated computer system? And that's part of the problem. And we're going to fix that. We've already spent here in Michigan $27.5 million on a computer system, and it's never been up and running. Not one day, not one minute. So that
really
has to be fixed right away.
How did that happen?
All I can tell you is what I plan on doing to fix it. Every minute I put towards trying to figure out what happened in the past takes a minute away from trying to fix it. And the people deserve a system that's going to work, and we deserve to get our money's worth, and we will.
So when will you have that up and running?
We're working with the vendor right now. There has been quite a change in attitude recently, and I've gotten the help of Attorney General Bill Schuette and the governor, and we're moving forward.
I know that there is going to be some changes in the way people vote via absentee ballot. Tell us about that.
We have a comprehensive plan from our office on voting. We want to make voting more secure but more convenient. And all these things would have to go through the legislature. But it's sort of like a puzzle. And one of the things I would like to see happen is no reason absentee, as long as we can protect the security of the ballot. And that is nationally and in Michigan, where most of the cheating happens, is with absentee ballots. We've had an election that had to be redone in Benton Harbor, and in Ecorse there were several officials that were charged and successfully brought to justice because they found ballots in their basement. So we have to be very careful how we do it. But there is a way, and one is that you would simply have the same identification requirements for no reason absentee as you would at the polls. And that is that you would show an official ID or simply sign an affidavit of identity that says that you are who you say you are. We need an absentee ballot tracker so that those absentee ballots can be tracked. I put that in Oakland County when I was the clerk here, and now we just need to do it statewide.
How many people vote via absentee ballot in the state of Michigan?
About 20% right now, and it's rising. In Bloomfield Township, it's usually over a third, and we had one township in a November election, off your November, 83% of the people voted absentee.
I know that you are really on a board in promoting organ donation. Talk about that.
Well, Michigan, we're sixth from the bottom in the United States in terms of organ donor registrations. All the states around us are doing at least double better than us. Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, any of the states in the Great Lakes area are more than double. So we have to look at what the problem is and what the solutions are. And one of them is just getting the word out more that one organ tissue donor can save the lives of 8 people and enhance the lives of as many 50 people. So we've done a new program. It's called Reheart the Start. We have a new driver's license. If anybody's gotten one in the last 2 weeks, they'll see it. And if they'd like to be an organ donor, they have a little red heart on the front of it. We know that 3,000 people here in Michigan are still waiting for an organ, and every day patients die because the organs aren't available. So we have a comprehensive program, and we're also going to be asking at most of our branches, time permits, we'll be asking at our branch offices. We also put on many, many more forms for people to check off whether they would like to participate in the organ donor registry.
Secretary Johnson, I've got about 30 seconds. You have added some new security features to driver's licenses. Talk about those.
Yes, the driver's license that we have now can be, there are people that are making duplicates of those illegally. So we had to have something that was far more secure that has many different features on it. You'll see when you kind of move it back and forth, the bridge on it is a hologram, your picture's on it twice, and it's made so that it would be very difficult to ever make a duplicate of that so that we can get rid of fraud with fake IDs.
All right, Secretary Johnson, thanks so much for your patience and your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.